Are You Lost? Join us as we explore art, nature, community and access in the Forest of Bowland. I'm Rob St John. I'm an artist and writer based in Lancaster. So we're sat outside the pavilion in Thompson Park in Burnley. It's the middle of winter. It's quite cold. It's quite grey. It's quite drizzly. I'm sat on a bench looking over the boating lake with Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
Hey, Rob, you all right?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's a bit a misty day, but it's good though.
What's it like being here?
I've never been here before. It's quite a nice park. It's quite open. It's got quite a lot going for it, really. So, yeah, but in the summertime, it's booming.
Yeah, it is. It is. Loads of people. So we're here today to kind of mark the end, the handover,
aren't we,
of your Nature Calling project.
I know.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It's been an experience. It's been a journey. And it's been quite an eye-opener for me because I've not really done any work like this in the past. So it's been nice for me to explore my artistry in a new way. And to connect with other artists as well that are doing the same thing as well, that've got the same goal at the end as well. So it's been good. It's been different. I've done like a soundscape piece as well for my artistic commission. So yeah, and that was something that I've not really done before, but I've wanted to do. So yeah, it's been good. It's been a really good journey.
So tell me a little bit about the background to this commission. What was the idea behind it? Who did they want you to work with, and what did they want you to make?
Okay, so the idea behind my commission was to focus on Forest of Bowland, which is part of the National Landscape sort of general whole commission. So that was one of the areas that I was focusing on. And I proposed to do a spoken word piece that had a soundscape of the natural sort of habitat of the environment within Forest of Bowland to sort of encompass the feeling and the space within my piece, and hopefully that's what I've achieved. But yeah, I did that by working with Blaze, which is a sort of young people organisation that works with young people in the Burley area.
And like Nelson and
Nelson,
and
yeah, Nelson, yeah, Cole, yeah, yeah. The surrounding areas, yeah, sorry.
So all these towns that kind of have, they're all like industrial towns, but they've all got Pendle Hill kind of
exactly,
right there.
Yeah, in their backdrop, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is only really, sometimes it's only a slight sort of 15, 20 minute walk away, so it's really close to them. And it's really trying to bring all these people together to appreciate or even to go and step foot into the Forest of Bowland and see what is really at their doorstep and the magic, really, as I see it, which is at the doorstep and the sort of vast nature. And a lot of it, vast, untouched nature as well, because a lot of people haven't... The size of Bowland is crazy, so I can understand why it's not really been explored that much, but it is to be explored, and that's what these commissions have been trying to really push the... sort of the people from the area, but even beyond that, like in Manchester and surrounding towns like that, to go and explore Bowland and see the beauty that's within there and also claim it as their own as well. So yeah, that's what my piece was trying to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who live within like an hour's drive of Bowland but maybe have never heard of it or don't have the kind of confidence to feel like it's for them. Or
I never heard of Bowland before this commission, so I can understand that. And now I know about Bowland. It's crazy that I never heard of it before. So yeah, it is trying to show people what's actually out there, do you know what I mean? And to take a foot outside of their city, or do you know what I mean? Go that little bit further and you'll find beauty beyond, do you know what I mean? Beyond your town, yeah, that you're in, so yeah.
So what's it been like for you? Like, we've been on walks, we've been like up Pendle Hill, and you know, we've been out on Clougher Pike, and you've been kind of like meeting all these people, yeah, like from the National Landscape who know about the,
yeah,
landscape, but you've also been working with all these young people from kind of Burnley and around who maybe, you know, are new to the landscape. What's that been like?
It's been fun, it's been interesting, and it's been sort of a learning journey for myself, because I've learned so much about Bowland and the people of Bowland and the people that used to reside here and the people that are residing here now and the history of the land. And it's just been and I've got to see Pendle Hill where the witches like trials happened and all that. So it's been like a historical journey, as well as a nature journey. It's been a very historical and geographic journey for me as well. So to meet the young people as well and be able to see their side of things and connect with the organisations in Burnley and the people from the national landscape. It's been crazy. I've got to network and sort of push my artistry in a new way. And have the opportunity to do that, but also enlighten the young people and also show them a new way of looking at things and a new way of sort of expressing themselves and in a new environment and a new sort of topic of expression as well. So yeah, it's been good.
What was it like working with them? You did some workshops together.
Oh, the workshops were cool. I went down to the Pendle Yes Hub. And that was cool. That was very cool. The people there were very welcoming. Had about 9 probably young people in the session. And I had 2 sessions with them. And yeah, they all were very interactive. They all wanted to join in. At first, they were a bit quiet, but I warmed them up a little bit. And after that, we just all laughed and everyone got involved. They all was able to write something. And yeah, it was good. And we all had a bigger discussion about sort of the Forest of Bowland and why they haven't been there. And yeah, and it's cool. And I know that you took them out after that. So it's just been a good... Yeah, good process, and been glad to come to the end of it and sort of like see what we've made and what we've created at the end. So yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, they're amazing people, aren't they? It's like they're all absolute individuals and like dead creative and interesting in their own ways.
They really are. And obviously coming from sort of Manchester and working with a lot of young people down there, it's nice to experience young people from other places because they are really different. Yeah, you know what totally. I mean? And the mentality in because they pick that up from their environments, isn't it? So yeah, it's been good.
So tell me about this track you've made. I think in this podcast we're gonna play it at the end. Tell me a little bit about making it.
So it's a spoken word piece, and in terms of I started with the production and I use sort of soundscape pieces that I've picked up from my trips throughout Bowland. So I'll take recordings of sort of the streams and just standing there in the wind and some of the rocks and things like that, and I added some of them into pitched, phased and things like that and put them in, and then I just wrote really from the heart throughout my trips in Bowland and throughout working with the young people, throughout talking to the people at National Landscape and talking to yourself, Rob. I would just make little notes in my phone, I would just make little notes, and that's what I used to script the whole piece. I just put all of that together, and also put my own feelings of how I felt while I was in Bowland. So I tried to make it as if you were listening to it, you were stood on a hill in Pendle. That's how I tried to. So hopefully it comes across like that. But I've listened to it quite a few times and I've sat there, closed my eyes, and I could a little bit even feel the wind and stuff like that on my skin. So I think it works. But it's just been a good process. And like I said, I'm glad to finally get it out there so people can experience, and hopefully it draws people in and thinks, oh, I want to go there and experience that. And she said she felt empowered when she was there and she'd seen things that she hadn't seen before, and she felt the beauty of the land and she felt inspired there, and hopefully I can go there and feel this inspiration as well. So yeah, that's what I wanted to pump into my piece.
It's like so like powerful, isn't it, having these new like voices and perspectives looking at this landscape about, you know, what it's like, what it could be. You know, it's not just kind of set in stone. Like it's open for, yeah, new imaginaries.
Yeah, exactly. And whereas Bowland has traditionally been sort of a white area for sort of the people of that land, it's, I hopefully as a black gay woman will inspire other cultures to then want to experience it, because I've had such a nice experience within that place, if you know what I mean. So yeah, it's always good for different people from different backgrounds and cultures to experience new things, because it then encourages other people from that race to not be so scared and venture out. And yeah, it's for everyone, do you know what I mean? So yeah.
Well, I think you're amazing, and we've been like super fortunate to have you in Bowland. And
no, I've been fortunate to be involved in the project, so it's been good.
So you're now handing over to me.
Yep.
So I've got to make my thing now. If you had to pass on any advice or any kind of perspectives or learning from doing this thing that, you know, might set me off on doing my work, what have you learnt from this?
What have I learnt from this? I've learnt to not be so structured, if you know what I mean, because nature's not structured. So my piece is kind of like organized chaos, and that's how I... Hey, you all right, mate? It's one of the young people who work with in Burnley. But yeah, so it's about just being free with it, and that's how I try to be, because, and that's why I'm wanting my soundscape piece and my piece not to be, it's not really musically structured, and it's not really got a musical tempo, it's really free flowing. So that's what, just be free with it, just let it flow.
I think that's a good description of both my artwork and my life. Organized chaos.
Well, you're doing the right thing then. That's good. That's what nature is, though, isn't it? That's the beauty of it, that it's like, it just grows how it wants to grow, it shapes like it doesn't have any structure or any, do you know what I mean? It just does it, but it's there's beauty in it.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Nice to get from the other trip.
Yeah, nice to see you again. You all right?
Wounded Farm.
Yeah. We'll be in a sec. I think that's a really good place to end it. Thanks, Wandy.
All right, thanks, Rob.
So I'm just walking up from the bench, looking over the park from talking to Wanda, and into the pavilion looking over Thompson Park. We've gathered together a whole load of different people involved in the Nature Calling project, from people producing and facilitating it, from Blaze Arts and from Forrester Bowland National Landscape, from Lancaster Arts, and a whole bunch of young people who've taken part in both Wanda and I's workshops so far. So let's go and see what they think. I'm getting them to interview each other. I'm getting them to ask what connects you to nature and what holds you back from connecting more.
So what connects me to nature is I'm that type of person to go outside a lot. I'm the type of person that would like to get physical every day as well. The thing that connects me to nature is when I go to a park or a field and I can just hear the outdoor noises, like, say for example, if I go out in the morning, I can hear birds and there's other stuff there. But I think what really connects people to nature is going outside in the morning, once you're waking up, just get your shoes on, go outside for a walk, refresh your mind as well as your mental health.
I really like the scenery, like the trees and lakes and stuff, and I like walking around like paths in nature, mainly because of the scenery.
Yeah, I'd say what connects us to nature is through billions of years of evolution, slowly as we separated and became part of our taxonomical families, every single genetic mutation that led us to all connected into one massive branch. Well, all connected from branches on one massive tree that makes up nature, makes up life.
We like the scenery and the setting and like the calmness it brings. You know, like you're walking around a lake and how it just makes you calm, and it's our and it gets you away from your phones and all your digital things. Yeah, you get energy from there, don't you? Yeah.
I always feel like so much better after I've been out. I love walking, so being outside, and it like clears my mind and just makes me feel quite grounded.
I think what holds me back from connected to nature is there's a lot of people that are vulnerable in different types of places, and they do go out often about in the morning or either at night time, and some people go missing in the night as well. I think that's holding some people back from going outside at night, and for the people to not socialize with other people. I think public transport is one as well, and I also think if it's really rainy and people who don't have access to their own vehicle, I think that's going to affect them a lot as well. And
Well, I'm quite scared of animals, so if I see dogs and stuff, then I get kind of scared from that. Usually when me and my family see a dog, because most of us are scared of them, we go the other way. So I think that kind of stops me. And just animals in general, like my little sister doesn't like squirrels and stuff, so we don't go around those parts. Yeah.
Definitely think distance. It is quite inaccessible sometimes. You need to be able to drive a lot of the time. So that's definitely something that holds me back.
It's just the weather conditions, also the lack of society that people don't bother about nature a lot of time. Also, you've got to think about logically as well that a lot of people love nature. It's one of the spying, including Pendy, going to Pendy Hill, going to Lake District. Them all the types of people that appreciate that we've got in this near future. And just live life to the fullest. And that's it.
So with that, everybody's peeling off into the late afternoon gloom. It's been a brilliant day, really nice, kind of bringing together all these kind of different people, and a nice handover from Wanda's project into mine. Got a fun few months ahead of us. To close this podcast now, let's have a listen to Wanda's track. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back with a new episode soon.
Spaces. Unknown. Unfamiliar ground. In the distance, slight buzz of the city, a familiar sound. Yet the deeper I wander, the further I seek, the noises I hear, my steps off beat, as I'm watching the ground I tread. Unfamiliar, yet peaceful. Plain terrains few and far between. Climbing for freedom, walking towards hope. Trees whisper like bedtime stories. From the distance, lingering smoke. Naturally high, uncompromised relief. Black faces like mine, stories yet to be told. Still hidden underneath. Fear of the unknown. My man's never had his brethren tell him any tales of this land. Keep out, one word we choose not to listen to, much more understand. Powerful connections, in seeing the expansive land that we live in. I told my sister there's beauty in the leaves, between the trees, trickling waterfalls into streams. She told me I was tripping. So I made my journey down to Boland. To experience the different. My mind floats, feeling like I'm everything and nothing at different instances. Making it feel as if my body and mind connects not to the grass, to the flowers, to the water, to nature. The power to just be. The power to just exist. The power to question and seek answers to why and how it is. Just lie. No time to do that in my everyday life. Signals take over. The drifting force that guide me to more than what I am. Damn. Yet the city keeps me grounded. Grounded and bounded. Forest of Boland's boundaries to be broken. Astounded by what I had found it. A place where escapism resounded. Dry walls in my mind to come down. Freedom awaits those who aren't afraid to go find it. Seek beauty beneath the troubled exterior of life. I'm behind it. Terrains that stretches. No phone signal, so my mind's invested. Unrestricted. Fell onto the film and I felt a lift. It's more than just the scene, it's the feel within that trips the switch. Couldn't feel this round my ends, cause they sealed us in, damn. Sardines in a tin can. Acres and acres. For ages and ages. Found traces of multiple races.